at some inputs come up at a VFA level. It's on Treasurer of Donegal Vintners Association as well, and someone at a National Executive meeting came up there last week where it was discussed about the high increase in costs for business. Running business has gone up 34% in the last year because of minimum wage, pensions, having pensions, insurance costs, energy costs, and everything else that's coming with that. And then inflation's only gone up like something like 4%, so it's really 30% higher than inflation. Business costs have gone up. So it's a big worry, and it's a big worry, I think, out there for a lot of businesses. I know that coming up now at the moment, there'll be a small help from that came out in the budget last in October, where it's businesses that have rates. The rates bill is under 10,000. They will get up to 50% back. And then rates that are between 10 and 30,000, they will get a maximum up to 5,000 back in the rates. So at least that's some support. I know this announcement there was yesterday evening then about regarding some help as well for energy costs as well. So hopefully that'll be, but that's okay for this year. But going forward onto next year, what happens then? And I just feel that we're kind of kicking the can down the road a bit, and I'd be worried about businesses for the next 2 years, as too many of them may have to close their doors, and that's a worry going forward.
Do you think Donegal County Council has an onus to support the businesses in the area?
Yeah, well, suppose the business, through the rates, it's the council that will be doing the rates rebate, and it's not like this time it will be each business will get a cheque for 50% of the rates bill. So at least that's something the council cannot really, that's all they can do at the moment. But I think we need to look at someone at a national level that is going to put someone in place for the next number of years that keeps business afloat, because SME sector is one of the highest employers across Ireland, so this is something that needs to be done for that SME sector going forward.